Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
We got to talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Connor Riley is here from Dog Nation. And Connor, the portal is wide open. Let's talk about, first and foremost, some dogs that have entered the portal. Any surprises whatsoever when you talk about the guys that are in the portal for the dogs right now?
So to this point, there's nobody that's super surprising. I think Bo Cooley entering the transfer portal is very interesting to Georgia fans because what Monroe Freeling and Ernest Green do at offensive tackle goes a long way in sort of shaping how that position looks next year. And if Hewley thought he had a chance to play, that would seem to indicate that Freeling and Green might potentially be gone. But with Freeling entering the transfer portal, again, Freeling and Green have not announced anything, but with a guy like Bo Cooley entering the transfer portal, that's at least somewhat notable, especially given what they're waiting on here at that offensive tackle position. Because I think now that Zachariah Branch has officially gone to the NFL draft, there is no more important decision to be made than what Monroe Freeling does. He's a guy who's seen as a fringe first-round tackle type, but I think he's someone who, with another year, could possibly work himself into the first rounder. So he's got a very big and important decision to make. And I think what we've seen in the transfer portal thus far influences that a little bit.
Connor, we didn't get a chance to talk to you. We worked Friday after the quarterfinal game, the loss to Ole Miss. You're in the tournament. You're up by nine. You know, I just felt they were unaggressive or not aggressive before the half. I thought of all the things. Now, Kirby has reached that rarefied air as, like, that elite coach, the best in the business. I thought he blew it. I thought Bobo blew it. I'm very disappointed because I don't think you get the – you don't get – everyone assumes they'll be back next year and they're building for the long haul. And I know you said you had some limitations you thought with the defense. It got better over the course of the year. Did Kirby blow it?
I put more of this game on Kirby Smart than I do Mike Bobo. We talked about this when I chatted with you guys last Tuesday. I thought one of the bigger advantages Georgia had in this game was the coaching experience gap between Kirby Smart and Pete Golding. And Kirby Smart coached that game like it was his second career game. I think you're right in that the middle portion of that game, I thought Georgia was not aggressive enough. And then conversely, at the end of the game, I thought they were trying to make up for that, and they were being so aggressive that it actually worked against them a little bit there. You know, the fourth down call, I didn't have an issue with them going for it, but run your best play in that situation and don't run the fake punch switcheroo, which you worked earlier in the year, but that was when you had your starting center and Drew Bobo out there and not a backup. And then the third down play call, I get wanting to throw for the end zone. I get wanting to score there and go up 4 points. and down and distance and time have to matter in that. With Ole Miss having no timeouts, and with their kicker being as good as he was, you have to take into consideration that if you don't get a touchdown there and you settle for a field goal, Ole Miss is going to have roughly 55 seconds to go down and take the game-winning field goal, which is exactly what they did. And look, Georgia didn't play its best. I give Ole Miss players, Trinidad, Chambliss, Keewon Lacy, a ton of credit. But Kirby Smart, and with how aggressive he was at times in that game, I think really hurt Georgia. And that's a big reason why I'm not, and the Georgia team isn't in Phoenix today, getting ready to play Miami in the Fiesta Bowl.
And just as a follow-up, because Carl and I went round and round about this with Mike Griffith the other day, they said they blew it. The ball's not supposed to be snapped. How does that happen?
You know, that's one of those things of if the center feels that someone has jumped off sides and sees someone jump off sides. And look, Drew Bobo did that in the Tennessee game earlier this year where they were trying to draw Tennessee off sides and he thought he got someone and snapped it. And that's an example of Tolliver's inexperience, I think, shining through there where he thought he had had somebody or he thought he had heard a call to snap it. And that's a call that Tolliver makes. And Tolliver wasn't supposed to make that call on that play.
Connor Riley, our guest, Zachariah Brand, C.J. Allen, Christian Miller, all declaring for the draft. Sometimes we go, maybe they should stay. Should all of these guys make, did they make the right decision?
I think they did. I think C.J. Allen is a first-round linebacker, and he's going to hear his name called on the first night of the NFL draft. Christian Miller already put off the NFL draft for a year, came back this year, got his degree from Georgia. He's a solid day two pick, maybe in the second round, maybe in the third round, depending on how he works out. Zach Branch did everything you wanted him to this season. And when you factor in the guaranteed money that even like second round guys get, there's no way that Georgia was going to be able to pay Zachariah Branch what he would have made at the NFL level. You know, the number 34 pick in the NFL draft gets $10.5 million guaranteed dollars. Even for 1 year, while Georgia may be able to outpay that, at the wide receiver position, there's just no justification for it. And I think Zachariah Branch did everything you wanted him to this year out of the transfer portal and is going to be a top 50 overall player. And if he tests really well, could even be a first-round pick. So those three guys, no surprise that Georgia sees all three of those guys moving on to the next level.
So next year, you look at Georgia and you look where the landscape of college football has gone. We've already said everybody is broken, it's busted, whatever. So is next year the year that Kirby gets together with more senior or upperclassmen? Because you know how it goes, Connor. The fan base turns. You know, they're living in back-to-back national championships. They'll be going on 3 years without one.
Yeah, Georgia hasn't won a playoff game since they beat TCU in the national championship game in 2022. And you see a program like Ole Miss get to the semifinals. You see a Miami. You see an Oregon get there. You got to wonder, why can't we get there? I have always held the belief that the 2026 team was going to be better positioned for success and better positioned to win a national championship than the 2025 team. We talked all season long, I think, about this team being a good team, but not necessarily a championship-winning team. Now, the performances against Texas and Alabama maybe changed that a little bit, but ultimately, this is where I think we all, three of us, talked over the season, probably where they finished. They bring a lot of key pieces back. That front seven, which I think grew over the course of the season, is going to be one of the better ones in college football next season. They got to figure out the wide receiver position with what they're losing. Gunnar Stockton has to take steps forward. He's got to eliminate the bad plays. Like, we've clearly seen him do some good things and make some big-time throws. He's got to get rid of, you know, the uneasiness, the letting his eyes drop, the willingness to run a little bit. But if he changes that or removes some of the bad, he can be one of the better quarterbacks in all of college football. So I think things are set up next year for Georgia to make a run. And given the way we've seen things play out the last two seasons, there is going to be a little bit of a pressure on this team to win a playoff game and make a rather deep playoff run because they haven't the last 2 years.
Connor, what are the biggest areas for Kirby to address this offseason?
I think wide receiver first and foremost has to be something they look at. Yes, they like the young talent they have in that room. Georgia's losing six of their top seven pass catchers, and that's going to be hard to replace. And so they like the young talent they have in that room a lot, but I think ultimately that is a position they're looking at. They've already addressed the safety position in one way, adding Clemson transfer Khalil Barnes. You know, no one's going to have sour grapes for Georgia, but they were playing with their fourth string safety out there in Zion Branch in the fourth quarter and second half of that college football playoff game with some of the injuries that they were dealing with. So that's another position where I think you look for Georgia to hammer a little bit. And then if there's a quality offensive lineman or a defensive lineman that you can afford, that you can go after, that you think helps you, Georgia's going to do that. But I think wide receiver and safety are the two big needs that you see right now for this Georgia team.
Okay, because offensive line got some valuable reps, younger guys that are all sticking around. We know about Kirby's culture and the guys that buy into it. So when you compare it to other schools, man, I think Florida State lost 40 guys in the transfer portal this offseason. Hey, Connor, you got any feeling for the semifinal here at the Chick-fil-A? The Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl at Mercedes-Benz. Do you feel that in a rematch, Oregon gets Indiana?
I don't. I really like this Indiana team. Oregon, you give them credit for beating Texas Tech. That Texas Tech team just did not seem ready for the moment. This Indiana team, what they did and the way they dissected Alabama, I could not be more impressed with how they played. Look, obviously that's a flawed Alabama team. But there's just something about this Indiana team where they just play really good football. And, they're not anything special athletically, but boy, do they know how to execute. Boy, do they know how to take away what you do best. And they put real pressure on you. And so, while yes, we've seen rematches the second time around not go the way, Georgia beats Alabama, Ole Miss finds a way to beat Georgia, and Oregon certainly has the talent to do it. I'm just really impressed with this Indiana team, and I think they're going to be the team that wins it all at the end of the season.
Tell us how good you think this Georgia basketball team is, man. They got a big one tonight against Florida. We were talking about it before you came on. 13-1, 1-0 in the SEC.
Yeah, no, it's been a great start to the program this year, especially you look at what they lost off of last year. And I think this Florida game tonight is going to be really telling for them. They find a way to win against Auburn in overtime on Saturday. Now, they tried their hardest to blow that game as well. But I think this Florida game, if they can find a way to go on the road and win in games, something they have not done under Mike White, that really takes this Georgia basketball team from one, okay, we think they're going to be able to get into the tournament if they manage their schedule, to, okay, you've beaten Auburn, you've beaten Florida, you've beaten two real talented SEC teams. That is something to seriously take note of. They are currently ranked 18th in the country right now in the most recent AP poll. And if they get a win against Florida and then they go on the road to South Carolina this weekend, that's about as great of a start as you can ask for the Georgia basketball program with what they've done this year.
And I know we were kind of critical down the stretch last year, losing some of those games the way they did. But so now, things are starting to roll. I mean, this is where it should be for Georgia. We've talked about this for years, all the local talent. So are you satisfied? Last year's, I won't say choke jobs, but some of the games you should have won with Mike White aside, you think the program's where it should be?
I think so. And I think this is what you do when you bring in Mike White, who was not a super popular hire at the time that was made, but he has elevated the floor of the Georgia basketball program and gotten it to a point of consistency where they make the tournament last year. They're showing all the right signs that they're going to be a year in, year out team that, I don't know if they make it every year, but they at least flirt with it, and they're not an abject disaster in conference play. So I think that's incredibly valuable for them. And if they can continue to win, that's what Bruce Pearl did at Auburn. It's what Rick Barnes did at Tennessee. It was slow, incremental gains. And then by the time you get the talent and your culture right, then you're able to make the big leaps. And so Georgia in the process of doing that right now, but they've done everything you wanted to see them do. I think over exceeding expectations so far this season.
I agree. Connor Riley, tell the people where they can follow your stuff, man.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. Obviously disappointed the Georgia season is over, but there's still plenty of news about this program with the transfer portal and the NFL draft deadline next week.
By the way, is there any way to fix this portal? It's nuts.
No.
The simplest way, I think, is getting the season done before it opens. And Dan Lanning has made a proposal.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
So the season ends on January 1st and the portal opens on January 2nd. That at least clears some of it up. But, like, Indiana was hosting 13 portal visitors this weekend, and they're getting ready to go play a college football playoff semifinal game.
Right.
It's just not ideal for anybody.
No, and that's – who was it? Louis Riddick was – other guys were talking about how to get the calendar right. But who are the adults in the room to do that?
Yeah, it's going to take a lot. Connor, thanks so much, man. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. We'll talk next week.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.